Do you get excited and fearful at the same time when you get money into your bank account? Do you somehow believe that being successful and having money is bad? If so, you may be struggling with what I called a poverty money mindset. Today is episode 2 of the Money Mindset series, where you will learn more about biblical money mindset, how it impacts you and your finance, and the 4 different types of money mindset as well. In today's episode, we are looking at the first money mindset, which is a poverty money mindset. And we are going to be looking at 5 signs and how it may impact you. So let's dive in. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Welcome to the Money Mindset series. And today's mindset is very common amongst female Christian entrepreneurs. Do you also, like them, feel a sense of guilt or fear whenever money enters your bank account? This is a reality for many entrepreneurs who work with me and join my program because they want to break free from fear and scarcity. In episode 1, you learn the importance of your current money mindset, which is a combination of how you think, how you feel, and how you behave with money. I also talked to you about the fact that there are 4 different money mindsets: scarcity, greedy, stewardship, and a poverty money mindset, which is today's topic. Now, a poverty money mindset is rooted in the fear of money and is characterized by a deep-seated belief that view financial success as negative and even sinful. But now, what if I told you that our perspective of money may have been shaped by a misunderstanding? Let's start by addressing the commonly misquoted verse from 1 Timothy 6:10, which state, "For the love of money is the root of all kind of evil." There is a key word that is often left behind in conversation. It is not money itself that is the root of evil, but rather the love of money. It's a distinction that is crucial, but many of us have been taught that money itself is evil. One common misconception of this verse is the belief that poverty is virtuous, while wealth is bad, is sinful. The clients I work with who have a poverty money mindset realize after working together that they unconsciously believe that living paycheck to paycheck is being a good Christian for them, because for them, being wealthy is bad and can lead to a negative relationship with money. So they want to stay away as much as possible from having success and having money. But all of this happens unconsciously. That's why they self-sabotage their own progress, but don't even realize it. The misunderstanding of this verse can have profound implication in the way you also manage your money or lack thereof. If you believe that money is bad or evil, you may develop a negative attitude toward wealth or financial success. This can lead you feeling guilt or shame surrounding having and earning money and stop you from becoming financially independent and free. So, with what I've just shared, do you think you may have a poverty money mindset too? Let's look at 5 signs that may indicate that you do. First, believing that money is evil. The first sign of a poverty money mindset is having the belief that money itself is bad and evil. As I mentioned before, this misconception comes from the verse 1 Timothy 6:10. But the thing is, it's crucial to understand that it is the love of money, not money itself, that is the root of all evil. Money is simply a tool that can be used for both good and bad purposes, depending on your intention and your heart posture. 2. Believing that living paycheck to paycheck is holy. Another common sign is the belief that living paycheck to paycheck is virtuous or holy. This belief often arises from a sense of self-sacrifice, where you convince yourself that financially struggling somehow reflects your dedication to God. But you're missing an important point. You are mentally overlooking the importance of financial stewardship, financial stability, and the ability to provide for yourself and your loved one without constant worry or deprivation. Number 3, overspending for fear of reaching financial success. A third indicator of a poverty money mindset is the tendency to overspend out of fear of achieving financial success. This fear may stem from deep-seated belief that associate wealth with negative traits such as greediness and selfishness. Because of that belief, you self-sabotage your own financial success and progress by either overspending or overgiving. The fourth one is a negative belief about rich people. Many clients with a poverty money mindset hold a negative belief about wealthy individuals. They view them as inherently selfish or corrupted or morally compromised. The problem with those beliefs is that it's only reinforcing the feelings of victimhood, and it continues that poverty mentality, limiting your own potential for financial peace and success because you don't want to be like them. The last one is feeling guilty having money. When you have a poverty money mindset, you often experience feeling of guilt or discomfort when you have money or experience some sort of financial success. This guilt can come from internalizing the belief that it is bad to have more than others and that you should be giving everything you have away. Because of that belief, you may subconsciously engage in self-sabotaging behavior or avoid opportunities for financial growth out of misplaced guilt or fear. So those are the 5 signs of a poverty money mindset. Do any of these signs resonate with you? How do you feel your fear of money is currently holding you back from achieving your full potential as a Christian female entrepreneur? Now, here is the truth. The Bible does not condemn wealth itself, but rather the love of money. Money is neither good nor evil. It's simply a tool that can be used for both positive or negative purposes. When viewing money through the lens of stewardship and generosity, money can be a powerful force for good in this world and to bring glory to God. Hence why I help my clients let go of their poverty money mindset and cultivate a stewardship money mindset instead, so they can break free from that fear, from that shame and that guilt, and use their resources for kingdom impact. So if you feel like you do have a poverty money mindset, the first step for you is awareness and identifying those money blocks. So if you haven't done it yet, you can access a free 30-minute video training with a workbook about discovering your money block. And that will be your first step toward transforming your relationship with money and shifting your money mindset. So make sure you look at the description to access that training. Shifting your money mindset is a process, but
it should not be ignored if you want to become a better steward and feel good earning, spending, giving, and having money. This is why I'm so passionate about this topic, because I know that if a Christian female entrepreneur becomes a financially confident woman, she can transform the world. She can make such a bigger impact. And I want you to do that. So I hope that today's episode helps you understand one of the four different money mindsets. You have learned today the five signs of a poverty money mindset and how it may be impacting you, your finance, and your business. Remember to sign up for that free masterclass as your first step toward transforming your money mindset and your relationship with money. And if you know you need guidance, accountability, and help to break free from the cycle of fear and scarcity, let's have a chat, book a call, and let's have fun together shifting your money mindset while keeping your heart on Jesus. Thank you again for listening. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.